Our biggest enemy is lack of exposure. And they've come to me many times, Jonathan, what are we going to do for jazz? I said, the answer is so simple. I don't even know why you're talking to me. Of course, I'm there to help too, but help I can do. Fix the problem? No. The fix is this. You got all these people who are now, they grew up with jazz when they were young entrepreneurs. Now they're wealthy. They own banks, construction companies, medical firms, medicines. They make billions. They love jazz, they say. Go get $250 million from them. Get a couple $100 million from them and open. Put 20 stations in America. Two in New York, one in Chicago, two in L.A., one in Florida, one in Seattle. Cover the country. And in 10 years, jazz will skyrocket to the moon because nobody can compete with it. Who can compete with jazz music? Nobody can. I hang out with soul artists. I hang out with B.B. King. I hang out with the hip hoppers. I hang out with the rap guys. They all know me and they love me because they know I respect them. I make records with them. Can they hang out with me? No.